This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. Tularemia, a bacteria that's found in animals but can infect humans, was just found in Montrose County. To learn more about it, KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with Peg Mavis.
Yeah, I'm Peg Mavis. I'm director of Montrose County Health and Human Services.
So, Peg, can you tell me about this strange bacteria?
Well, I'm not sure you can call tularemia strange, but it's not something that you see very frequently. It's a bacteria. It's normally found in small rodents, primarily rabbits and hares. It sometimes can be passed on to, say, domestic cats, dogs, because of the ticks and lice that it happens to carry. And we just happen to have a couple of, shall we say, diagnosed cats in the Montrose area that were found to have tularemia in the last couple of weeks.
And is this a danger for people in the area?
You know, tularemia can be highly contagious, but it's rare to see it in humans. I was looking at statistics here, and this is about 150 people a year are diagnosed with tularemia. And once it's caught early, it's always treatable with antibiotics.
That's good news.
Yes.
Is there anything people should do or look out for?
If they notice a die-off of, say, the rabbit or hare population in their area, that may be a sign that there is tularemia present. Certainly, be aware to look for symptoms within their pets who maybe have brought home a rabbit or a hare or some kind of dead rodent. You know, they've been eating on it, they've been playing with it. Who knows if it might have happened to have had tularemia.
So the people who have found this happening in rodents and hares, have they been finding, like, fields of dead hares?
No, you know, actually we haven't found any dead.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's kind of the odd thing. Usually you will see a die-off when you have this diagnosed in the area, and we have not seen that. But we have had it diagnosed in the pets, and they have to get it from somewhere.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Peg.
Thank you very much.
That was Peg Mavis, director of Montrose County Health and Human Services. Storms in Mesa County caused flooding, road closures, and debris flows Monday. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The National Weather Service in Grand Junction reports the area got over an inch of rain Monday. Forecaster Tom Renwick with the Weather Service says Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties experienced a surge of monsoonal moisture that caused thunderstorms, strong winds, and flash flooding.
Here at the airport, we officially got 1.15 inches of rain. The previous record before that, 0.68 inches, and that was set back in 1897.
Renwick says the recent weather patterns are normal for this time of year.
And what we're looking at least for the next 7 days, is more of a drying trend. It's going to look more like June. Through at least Sunday, we're expecting it to be dry. Swamp coolers are really going to start working again.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Early last month, chemicals were illegally dumped in an irrigation ditch outside of Paonia. The Delta County Sheriff's Department said that the dumping of the milky white substance took place on the 4th of July weekend. The following Wednesday, samples were taken by the Delta County Health Department. It initially was suspected to be some sort of acrylic paint base. The samples were then sent to the state testing facilities. 3 weeks later, the results were released. The report of the surface water had several results from hexadecanoic acid to octadecadein. Brett Eisenogle works for the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. He and his team tried to interpret the results.
It seems low probability that this is paint. We have a chemical engineer on staff, and I asked them to take a look at this. And with the paints, they would have expected to see some other unique type identifiers in here, which just don't seem to be showing up, although we don't have a VOC screening or anything like that. What we did was we took a look at what these compounds are, what they might be found in. All that we found could be speculative, as you know, we didn't sample and try to do a match or anything like this. So just through some internet research, looking at EPA sites and other stuff like this, what we found was that this appears to be some sort of an organic insecticide is a best guess. And all the individual compounds that were found, they appear to have low toxicity.
The sheriff's department is still investigating who dumped the chemicals that day. Colorado will avoid a costly ballot fight this November over oil and gas drilling. One day after Democratic Congressman Jared Polis said he would pull the two anti-fracking ballot initiatives he's backing, industry groups are following suit, dropping a pair of pro-oil and gas proposals. As Benta Berkland reports, the agreement will still have ramifications for the political season.
The stakes are high for the November election. Not only is Governor John Hickenlooper facing re-election, the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democrat Mark Udall and Republican Congressman Cory Gardner is one of the closest races in the country. It could also help determine control of the U.S. Senate. Craig Hughes is a former senior advisor for President Barack Obama's Colorado campaign. He says dropping the fracking initiatives is good for candidates across the political spectrum.
It was a great risk on all sides. It could have helped Democratic turnout, particularly in Boulder and Larimer County. Could have helped Republican turnout, particularly in the Eastern Plains and the Western Slope. So I think this kind of takes the risk away, and we get back to the campaigns running on their messages and their issues, which they need to do.
Several Front Range communities that have already voted to ban fracking are calling for stricter oil and gas rules statewide. As part of the compromise that he brokered, Governor John Hickenlooper is creating an 18-member oil and gas task force that will make recommendations for new rules leading into next legislative session. Hickenlooper also agreed to have the state drop its lawsuit against the city of Longmont over its oil and gas rules. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The San Miguel Sheriff's Department reports that a woman who was hiking alone near Placerville was stalked by a mountain lion. She told deputies the lion followed her for 20 minutes and was undeterred when she grabbed a branch to try to look big. She eventually emerged from the trail after the lion lost interest. Colorado Parks and Wildlife recommends not to run away and noted that more people are struck by lightning than attacked by mountain lions. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.